There were three good friends who had a great time at a party and got back into their hotel after midnight and said to one another, "Let's go up to our rooms." And the hotel attendant said, "The elevators are broken. You'll have to walk." So they said, "That's okay. We're in such a good mood. We'll sing the first five floors. We'll tell funny stories the last five floors. And finally, when we get close to our room, we'll tell a sad story." And they did that, and they sang, and they told funny stories. And on the last floor, the third guy said, "Let me begin my sad story by telling you I forgot the key downstairs." Today is Father's Day. Mother's Day is always a little bit better. But that means fathers need our prayers and our gratitude all the more. Because men are often thought of as strong, they are sometimes neglected too much. And perhaps that is why Father's Day is all the more important, to support the men who are called to support the family. The Lord had a great saying for leadership: "Whoever wants to be the greatest among you must be the servant of all." Many times men are called to fill this role, to become those who serve for those who care about the family, about the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. This is a role that no one can do alone. It is no wonder that the Lord in his work of salvation formed the church. He called apostles sinful men, incomplete men. He had women who followed and preached the gospel. He had a community, a church that he formed, and he said, "You need to be together to celebrate, to laugh, to cry, to encourage one another." So today on this Father's Day, I would like to encourage everyone here, first of all, to pray for your fathers, to say a kind word to them, to support them. Men are often in a fog of security that gives us the illusion that they don't need help, when it is all the more important to be there to provide them both encouragement, spiritual support, and psychological confidence. So today, in this very brief sermon, I ask you to remember your fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers, pray for them and encourage them. The very first words when two brothers were together and the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother?" And he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" We might be able to be asked the same question by God. Where is your father and your grandfather? Are you your father's keeper? Yes, you are. Pray for them, support them, say kind words to them. Fight with them when you have to. Slava Iisusu Hristu.